Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour with your host, Sam Leibowitz.
Good morning, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. I don't know about you guys. It's been a rough week here in New York City for me. I don't know. One of those weeks where just everything technology related was just going kind of fritzy on us. And we're still working through things, but thankfully we got our spare PC in here. We're up and running and streaming live today. From what I understand, I just saw an email last night from a friend of mine saying that it's been lots and lots and lots of solar flare activity this week. So as you guys know, I always tell you, you know, when the sun is giving off lots and lots of energy, it's upgrading us. And it means we're in transition, and it's a good time to kind of take it easy, you know, if you don't feel quite so, all together this week. There's a good reason for it. Drink lots of water, rest, listen to your body, and just take it easy. So that's sage advice that I need to take myself. So let us get started with, of course, our wonderful weekly contributor, Selena Maitreya, with her practical spirituality tip of the week. How are you, Selena?
Well, I'm fine, Sam, and I'm actually sitting here smiling because what I'm sharing with everybody today is so in alignment with what you're talking about.
Already, okay.
I wanted to remind everybody, Sam, and also give real specific information, practical information, about putting ourselves first on our own grace list. And how perfectly timed is that, right? When
absolutely.
We have weeks where things aren't going well and maybe we're getting more into an emotional state or find ourselves more frazzled, right?
Mm-hmm.
How important it is to remember that we need to be aware of our emotional state and not only give patience, you know, look to patience and kindness and compassion for other people when we're in situations where we might have lost our temper or we might have been judgmental or we might have said silly things, but also to make sure we look at what face of love, which is what practical spirituality is about, what physical manifestation of love we can direct to ourselves. Is it patience? Is it compassion? Is it kindness? Is it tolerance? And it's not just look at it and then move on. It's look at it and notice and then realize what step can we take that reflects that faith. How can we be more compassionate to ourselves? What could we do to be more patient or more tolerant? And over time, what we notice is not only do we give that energy that we give to ourselves bathes us in that energy and our frequency shifts and our light increases, but we're reminded that this is an energy that we need to continue to work with as we move through the world.
Right.
So put yourself first on your grace list by observing your behavior, observing your emotions, and choose a face of love to give to yourself that will heal you, that will reflect on the love that you have for yourself, because we're all lacking.
Yes,
in that area.
Absolutely. And yes, I mean, it touches upon, you know, as you well know, one of my favorite topics lately that I've been talking quite a bit about to everyone, both my coaching clients and just friends in general, which is about self-care and that, you know, we're so busy doing stuff for other people or for money or for all these different things. And we're not stopping to take the time to do things for ourselves, to take care of ourselves and to do what you know, our own bodies need. And that really showing kindness and compassion to ourselves is really where everything starts. And that's really, as I always say, you can't give from an empty cup. You need to fill yourself up first, and then you can be amazingly generous, but not if you're in a position of deterioration or lack or stress.
It's very true, and then people want to know, well, how do I do that? Well, it's very simple. I'll give a great example. I was at the theater with my partner the other night, mm-hmm. and we were sitting there before the movie began. Keep On Keeping On, by the way, Sam, you have to see it. Everybody
oh, really?
Should. It's a fabulous documentary.
Wonderful.
So we're sitting there waiting to go in, and I was sitting next to Leslie, and there was a man on the other side of Leslie, and I said to Leslie, hey, listen, come over on Friday. I'll cook you a great dinner, and we'll have a wonderful time. And the man next to us said, can I come too? And immediately, without thinking about it, I said, well, you're not half as cute as he is, so you can't come. And it was very flip. And he laughed, and Leslie laughed, and I laughed. And then I thought to myself, well, that was a really unkind remark. Mm. I meant it to be kind of a compliment and be funny, but it could have been taken as, you know, I didn't know where he was in his life or how
right,
he felt about himself.
Right.
So I said he wasn't as cute as, which was not a kind thing. So I went back there, and I said, you know, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to be unkind. And he was really fine with it, mm-hmm. but it was important for me to cancel that energy.
Right.
And then I watched myself in the movie theater start to take myself to task, so I stopped myself.
Mm.
And I bathed myself in understanding, and I said, you know what? Silly thing, no big deal. You acknowledged
right.
it, you apologized, move on and enjoy the movie.
Right.
And I did.
Right.
And
yeah.
so those steps we can take, because it's not enough to just say, you know, love yourself or be patient with yourself. I want to give people those steps as to how to do that so they can then take the self-care you're talking about. There's many ways we care for ourselves, but there's always the opportunity to care for ourselves by seeing how we are, being aware, choosing differently, acknowledging it, and then leaving it behind and giving ourselves understanding and kindness and
right.
moving forward.
Right. Beautiful, beautiful. Absolutely. Because, you know, we're all human beings. You know, we all make mistakes sometimes. We
yep.
all say things that after we say them, we thought, oh, I shouldn't have really said that. And that's fine. You know what? But what's worse is when we beat ourselves up for the next
yes.
10 days because we said it. So absolutely, it's much better you acknowledge it. You cancel that energy out, forgive yourself, and then leave it behind. Because
huge steps. All
yeah,
of them are huge, and they
absolutely.
Take a lot of awareness.
Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Selena. Those are wonderful
sure.
steps. Always great to have your input for the Practical Spirituality Tip of the Week. And again, if people would love to track you down and find you, how would they do that?
Well, they can go to my website. It's selenamaitreya.com, and they can go to my events section and look for other interviews I'm doing
mm-hmm.
and events I'm holding. They can call me or send me an email at selena@selenamaitreya.com for a free 20-minute call to see where they are in their path and to see if my teaching is right for them.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And yes, and let us know when you do your next Evening of Grace so we can let our audience know about that. Those
Will
are wonderful.
Do. Thank weekends. You, Sam.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week, Selena. We'll talk to you next week. And now it is my pleasure to introduce you to our guest for this hour. Michelle Buchanan is an international numerologist. Yes, we're going to be talking all about numbers today. A certified law of attraction practitioner, which you guys know make her an instant favorite in my heart. And a Hay House author of the Numerology Guidebook and Numerology Guidance Oracle Cards. Michelle has studied numerology for over 23 years. She was the resident numerologist for TVNZ's Good Morning and spiritual counselor for Women's Day magazine from 2008 to 2013. Michelle provides personal readings, workshops, seminars to clients from all over the world. Luckily, we catch her while she's in town for the New Life Expo, coming all the way from Auckland, New Zealand, which makes her a Kiwi, right? We love our Kiwis. So welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Michelle.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
It's wonderful. Wonderful to have you here in studio. And you have such wonderful energy. Absolutely lit up the studio when you came in.
Oh, thank you. Likewise. You guys are awesome.
Thanks. Let's just start off with some basics. So when you were a little girl, like 2-3 years old, were you playing with like those number blocks that had like 1, 2, 3, 4?
No, I was too busy being obsessed by horses in my childhood.
Oh.
But I tell you what started in my childhood was my mother was right into astrology.
Oh, was she?
Had all the Linda Goodman books.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were surrounded by some metaphysical aspects when you were a kid.
Which was a really good introduction. Because it sort of got me there on the path a little bit quicker.
Oh, good. So when did you discover numerology? When did you start kind of walking on this path a little more firmly?
Well, I'm 45 now, and when I was 21, yeah. I went, you know, a friend of mine gifted said, "What do you think about numerology?" And I said, "Well, I don't really know. It sounds like a bit of rubbish. I mean, is there anything in this numerology?" And she said, "Well, don't say anything. Don't judge it. Just come for a reading." And she gifted me a reading with this lady, and it was so accurate.
Really?
Yeah, it blew me away. I couldn't believe it. I was like, there's something in this.
Okay, and so when she did the reading, like, how do you do a numerology reading?
Well, what you need is the person's original birth certificate name, even if that name is no longer used today.
Okay.
You need the date of birth.
Right.
And the name that is used today. Mm-hmm. That's what I use anyway, and get, like, what I call seven core numbers.
Okay.
And sort of those seven numbers are like a blueprint.
Right.
So it's based, you know, a lot of people know of numerology as one number and based on the date of birth, and that information is true. But we need seven numbers from that birth certificate name and the name we use today, which is often different, and have that combination of seven numbers for greater accuracy.
I see. And so I'm curious, what was it about that first numerology reading? I mean, besides the fact that it was so accurate, what was it about it that really got you so curious that you decided to dive in and really learn this stuff?
Great question. It was because at the time in my life, I was so challenged and I was so lost. And it gave me an understanding not of myself at a deeper level and a broader sense of why I was even on the planet in the first place. And it helped me to see things from a bigger perspective, broaden my understanding and awareness, and rise above these challenges, seeing them as my life lessons that I had pre-chosen for myself before I even got here.
Right.
In other words, it helped me to make peace with myself and my journey. And look at it from that greater perspective of, hey, I'm a soul. I've come to learn and grow, and I chose these life lessons. I chose these challenges, and I have the potential to make it through. And that really sparked something in me. It created a more sense of inner peace. It was still a bit of a challenge from, you know, a bit of a journey.
Right.
It doesn't happen overnight. It's a life journey.
Right.
But on that journey, some of the understandings I've accomplished and self-love I've accomplished along the way, it just with numerology, it's just driven me to want to share that with other people that are in the same situation.
Wow. So it really sounds like it helped you to sort of stop being a victim of circumstance and start owning sort of your life so that you can create a life of meaning for yourself.
Absolutely. Take responsibility for the role I played in this, as opposed to thinking I was a victim and life was against me and why was it all so hard. And also, why was I such a loser? Why was I the fool that couldn't get myself together?
Right. Like everyone else seemed so perfect. How come I was so screwed up, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wonderful, wonderful. I love your accent. So we're going to take a little quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more of kind of how things developed along your path as a numerologist and how you came up with your oracle cards, which sound your numerology oracle cards, which sound wonderful. And we'll get more into it. And of course, if anyone would like to call in and ask a question, our call-in number is 877-480-4120. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Bonjour, this is Dominique de Kock.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zuboff.
Bonjour, c'est Asania Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is their common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French New York City every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Beautiful melodies of Jason Mraz. So, Michelle, I have to ask, because I've never been to New Zealand. I'm really fascinated and dying to go there. Is there a pretty vibrant, I don't want to call it New Age, but just, you know, kind of vibrant metaphysical community in New Zealand?
There sure is. Yeah, there is a vibrant spiritual or mind-body-spirit community there. And, of course, as you know, the consciousness of the planet is raising by the day, and so it grows and it grows. But admittedly, as I'm sure it probably is in this country also, it's a lot smaller than we would like it to be.
Yes,
but we have, you know, everyone's on their path at their own time. But yes, there is. We do exist. Mm-hmm. In fact, just before I flew out here, I took part in our, you know, yearly expo, the Healthy Living Wellness Expo.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you get with the Healthy Living Expo, you get all types. You get readers and healers and everything. So yeah, they're not as big as some of the other countries I've been to that have them, but it still exists, and that's the main thing.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. You have little hobbits and orcs and other things rolling all over the place.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Right?
That, you know, we don't even bat an eyelid anymore. It's the feet that are a bit of a problem, though, you know, because they're so big and hairy. Yeah. They're a bit hard to sort of, the shoe shops have to cater for the bigger sizes. And
wonderful, wonderful. Oh, I can't wait to see it. So from that initial reading, and what did you do? You started taking classes? I mean, how did you learn? Were there people there to sort of teach it to you?
Yeah, well, it's a topic that's not that common. Like, there aren't that many numerologists around. There's a lot of astrologers and healers and readers and psychics, but not so many, you know, and people dabble in numerology, but not very many actual numerologists. And I was living in LA at the time, doing a working holiday, and as soon as I had that reading, I'm also a very analytical, practical person, very accurate and thorough. And I just said, I've got to find out why this is so accurate, and I need to see for my own self. And I went straight to the library and got a book on numerology and started looking through the calculations for family members and friends and people I knew. And of course, that was accurate too. So then I started ordering books from all over the world, and every time I go to a bookstore, oh, I don't have that one, I better get that. And Kiwis, we're known for traveling around the world, and you know, we tend to get around because we're at the end of the world, to the bottom of the world, and everything else is so far away. And we're quite adventurous in terms of, we like to get out and about and do what's called a OE, an overseas experience, especially from the age of 21.
Okay.
So I was in the UK and I was in different states of America and all over the place, and I would buy books wherever I was and learned all these different systems and theories from all these other numerologists that had these books. And then I took night classes back in New Zealand about 10 years after that. Do my corporate work job during the day, my sales job, and then do these classes at night.
I see.
And just over a period of 23 years, when I wrote the book, my book, The Numerology Guidebook, I'd already done my own independent study for 23 years by then.
Wow.
And so it was just, and funny, I say in the introduction of the book, for once in my life, my obsessive nature had come in handy.
It actually served you.
It did serve me because it was a passion that to this day, it still continues continues to blow me away when the numbers are so accurate for people.
Right.
And we both just sit there going, I mean, how bizarre is that? And it's such an amazing experience. Absolutely. And it helps people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it sort of really went from there. It was like just a passion that I ended up making a full-time career out of, which I'm so blessed.
How long ago did you make the switch from part-time to full-time?
I made the switch about 2007. I was doing numerology readings for about 22 years for free, and people would try and pay me, and people would say, you should be doing this for a career. But I was so in, I had these limiting beliefs. And number one, people don't want numerology readings. They only want psychic mediumship readings. And I can't charge, I can't make a career out of this. I'm not good enough. I can't accept money for this. I'm just not good enough. And it was when I did my Law of Attraction practitioner's certification training that I obviously did a lot of work on myself and recognized those two major blocks and limiting beliefs. And once I was able to reprogram those, everything started happening. Like, New Zealand have the biggest female magazine, like a woman's kind of magazine each week. I got a column with them as their spiritual columnist. I was on TV. TVNZ is the resident numerologist, the show called Good Morning that's on 5 days a week. I started connecting with people at Hay House. All these things just started happening, almost as if the universe was just waiting for me to have the confidence and change my mindset about the ability to do well in my career and with numerology, and everything just went from there. And I'm just so blessed, because I'm so lucky. Anybody's lucky, aren't they, to do what they love for a job.
Absolutely. I consider myself also one of the luckiest people in the world, because I love what I do every day. So let's, I want to just get back to some basics, and then we're going to dive into how numerology really helps people. How old is just this concept or this whole study of numerology?
Well, that's another good question, because there are various systems of numerology. The system I use in particular is called modern or Western Pythagorean numerology, which was created by Pythagoras, which we all know is a mathematician, don't we? Because he had the Pythagorean theorem that is still to this day taught in high school maths.
Yes, it is.
All around the world. So he was a mathematician and a mystic.
Yes, and that's the thing, is most people know him only as a mathematician, but he was actually a tremendous mystic, and actually even started his own order.
He sure did. I wish I, hey, I was going to say, I wish I was there in those days. And, you know, you and I, we were probably were there
we
back
probably
then.
Probably were.
You know, and so that, and that's around about 2,500 years.
Right.
But there is another system called Chaldean from ancient Babylon, and that's even older. And then you've got Kabbalah, you've got Indian, you've got Chinese numerology. So there are lots of different systems, but the one I use in particular is around about 2,500 years old.
Gotcha, gotcha. So there are actually several different numerological systems.
There sure are. Yes.
See.
Yeah.
I
there's
see.
Yeah. There's lots.
And so over your years of doing this, was there any particular experience, reading that you either received or gave that just really stands out in your mind as like something that just made you go, wow, like really showed you the power of numerology to help people?
Yeah, that's a good question. There are several. One stands out the most, that's the most recent, was when I was having an interview for a magazine, was doing a story on me in New Zealand because I got this international publishing contract. Here's this little Kiwi and nothing ever happens to us. And I'm on the other side of the world and I got this big international, and Wayne Dyer has endorsed my book because I got to give him a reading, and all these freaky things started happening, and I got this international publishing contract, and a New Zealand magazine did a story on me. Now, the reporter came over, or the journalist came over to my house to interview me, and isn't into this sort of thing at all. And she said, you know, I want you to do my numbers because I've got to see for my own self, you know, what this stuff's all about. So I did. I gave her a reading, and I sort of kept it mainstream, kept it sort of low key. But then I did say, look, you, in terms of your forecasting and timing, you know, there's a cycle here that says, you know, you're in a 9 year, so it's a year of endings and transformation. And some people may experience a, you know, an end of a relationship or moving house or changing jobs or whatever. And you've got to play the job thing down because this is their job and you don't want to, you know, it's a conflict of interest there. And she just said, look, off the record, she just that just broke the wall down straight away. She said, off the record, I'm so glad that I'm able to talk to someone. I'm taking a new job and I'm, you know, too scared to tell the boss, and it's a great opportunity. And I was able to say, because the job she was in was great, but what she her numbers were indicating she could do that would make her heart sing more was this other type of job.
Okay.
And so not only was I able to say, it's okay, this is meant to be, but you've got to follow your heart. You have the ability with your numbers to do really well in this new career that you're going to.
Oh,
so the reassurance and the wall coming down, and then the energy lifted, and everything just changed dynamics.
So you had a real believer by the end of that interview.
I did. And she gave me a big hug when she left, and she wrote a beautiful article, and it was just some of the meaningful ones where you have people that really believe in this and come for personal development reasons, and you know, you have some major connections there, but it's these little things where it's the people that aren't interested when things happen that way that are just as meaningful, because, hey, someone might be open-minded to this now.
Right.
Could change their whole path.
Speaking of that, have you found over the past 23, 24, 25 years that does it seem like people are being more open to this kind of work?
Yes, they definitely are across the board, this kind of work, because we're at a time these days where people are here to realize that the old ways of trying to fix things and repressing things and taking medication and turning a blind eye is not going to work anymore.
Right.
Those things will, what you resist persists, will come to the surface and need to be processed in a healthy way.
Right. Okay. So let's give our audience like a little example. Let's just take, do you ever do daily numerology? Like just what the numerology is around a day?
Yeah, you can do the day number date.
Let's take a quick look. Today is October 24th, 2014. So 10/24/2014.
Okay. 2014 is a 7. It's October, which is a 1. And 24 is 6.
Right.
So what we would do is we would add the 1, 6, and 7.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 7 and 7 is 14. Oh, well, actually, 6 plus 1 is 7, and 7 and 7 is 14. And that's 5, okay?
Right.
So it's a 5-day, and a 5 means anything can happen, and it usually does. So you want to be on your toes, okay? Don't have your plans too set in stone.
Mm.
Be flexible and adaptable to any unexpected changes or even expected changes that can come your way.
Right.
But it is a dynamic vibration. It's adventure. It's saying, hey, you know what? Go and try something new. If you're thinking of having lunch at a new cafe that you've thought about but haven't been because you don't want to break the habit of going to your favorite, go to that new cafe and just take a chance. You know, you go into a clothing store and you typically buy the same old thing, you know, have a look at another rack of clothes and go, I normally wouldn't wear that, but take it into the changing rooms anyway and just give it a try.
Okay,
it's about change, fast movement, progress, a bit of a kick in your step today.
Gotcha. And so today's 5, so I'm going to take it tomorrow would probably be 6 because it's only
be
1-digit difference. So what is a 6 compared to a 5?
Well, the 6 is about sort of family, being responsible. So it's taking, taking responsibilities, your responsibilities seriously. So if your family need you, but you want to race off and go to the gym or go for a run and, you know, still maybe take that time to go, oh, well, I'll sort this matter out before I go for a run. You know, like put your family, your relationships, the home itself, make it a priority. And of course, it's a Saturday tomorrow.
Yes.
So it's a great vibration for working on the home.
I see. Cool. Very interesting. Okay. I got a million and one questions, which we'll get to. Well, maybe 999. Time for us to take another commercial break. So let's go out again. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about how all of this comes together and about how Michelle came up with her oracle cards. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com.
We look forward to serving you.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of. We are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me, like 1, 2, 3.
I just couldn't resist playing that song for you, Michelle. It's the only one I know that had numbers in it.
Oh, and it's a great song too, isn't it?
Yes, it's a wonderful Bruno Mars, a wonderful little song. How long was it that you had been doing numerology before you actually wrote your guidebook?
Probably about 22 years.
About 22
yeah,
years.
Yeah, 22, 23.
And then did the oracle cards come after the guidebook?
That's a really amazing story. So I tried getting a publishing contract with Hay House twice. I went into these competitions they do all over the world, could write, speak and promote, or writer's workshop. Mm-hmm. And I entered the writer's workshop and the write, speak and promote with my numerology book idea. But it was very complex because it was numerology with law of attraction. And that might be my next book, actually, but it was too complex. And the way that I've written the manuscript was just too complicated. But anyway, in the bigger scheme of things, it just wasn't meant to be. Of course, I didn't get the publishing contract.
Right.
I did win the radio show second prize with one of those things, and I did that in 2012. But I didn't get the publishing contract, which broke my heart. So I went about my business and just put it on hold. Then I'm minding my own business, and you know how it happens when information comes through that's not from you, your own logical mind. I got this idea of a deck of oracle cards, but what it was the idea was, for example, number 2 is a number that represents partnership, number 6 is love. So I thought, card 26, love, partnership. 8 is business, money, career. Number 7, spirituality. Card 78, spiritual career. You know, like all these things started coming at me. You know, self is number 1, represents the self. Number 6, love. Card 61, self-love. And it's like all the stuff started coming. And it was funny because I was about to go to sleep that night and I was getting ready to go to sleep. It was about 11 o'clock at night. And that's when the information started coming through. So I'm getting a pen and paper, writing all these things down. And it just took a life of its own. When I got them designed, found a graphic designer, spoke to someone at Hay House in Australia, they told me, don't even bother. We don't want to know. We, you know, don't even bother creating them. No one will buy them. You're not known. Don't do it. But I did it anyway.
Good for you.
And I was going to self-publish. And what I did was just before I was about to self-publish, I went to the big head honcho, which is Reed Tracy. Mm-hmm. And I emailed him and I said, Reed, I know you're going to Australia in August for the I Can Do It. Please may I fly over from New Zealand and spend just 5 minutes with you showing you this product I have. They're the world's first deck of numerology oracle cards. They're gonna, you know, they're unique. They do this and that. And I'll only take 5 minutes of your time. Mm-hmm. I'm all ready to self-publish anyway, but I just thought I'd throw it out there in case. Mm-hmm. So he said, I'll meet you. I went and I met him. I showed him the templates and all I'd created. And he said, we'll publish them straight away.
Really?
And then he says, and we're going to need a book. I mean, isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, that's great.
And because I'd coincidentally, or not so coincidentally, had given Wayne Dyer a reading. Mm-hmm. Wayne Dyer is, you know, best friend is Reed Tracy. And then he went back and he told all the Hay House people at dinner about this reading he had, because of other Hay House people at that table had had readings from me before, which is how he heard about me and his daughter Serena. And they were all raving about, oh my God, these readings are phenomenal. You have to have one. Mm-hmm. And of course, then he goes back to dinner. And so what it was the credibility of numerology was raised, because they don't have a numerology book there. They do, but it's a very old one, and the guy's no longer with us. He's passed over many years ago. And so it raised the awareness of numerology. It's a good business opportunity for them, because they didn't have those products.
Right.
But also me personally, I've proved that I know my stuff.
Yes.
And so, you know, take a chance on me. I won't let you down. Like the world needs this information.
Right. And you notice it was great that you did it despite the discouragement of being told not to do it, because you knew in your heart this was just something you had to do.
Yeah.
And because you followed it, it actually, the universe bended to your dream.
They sure did, or they even created that dream.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe it's not even form, nothing even to do with me. It's just to get that physical in the world so it can help those that will connect with it.
Right.
I think one of the cool things about it is that I did it because I knew that it would be such benefit to people, as opposed to wanting to be a big author, wanting to have money from it. And because the motivation was purely, I've got to get this information to the people.
Right.
And I'll self-publish if it means I put all this money into printing them and don't get it back. I mean, I don't even care how many I sell. I know that whoever's going to connect with it will, whether it's one person or 101 or 1,000,001. I just knew I had to do that for that reason.
Right.
And maybe that reason is why it got to be an international product, because the energy attached to it wasn't ego. It wasn't for me. It was an understanding that this is bigger than me. I'm just the one that was in the middle of all of this.
Right.
And so, yeah, so that's interesting too, how the universe works, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. I mean, absolutely. When you come from what I would call just a place of service, of just knowing, like, look, this it's just important for it to get out there. I don't know why. It doesn't matter why. I feel it in my bones. I know this will help people. It's amazing things can happen.
They can. And if a thought to any of us out there, if there's anything you want to accomplish, and like I even say with people that might even be doing this work, like practitioners or healers, you know, whenever the phone's not ringing and the bookings aren't coming through or the speaking engagements aren't regular, take yourself back to that place of going back into your heart center and tapping back into the reason why you want to do that in the first place and really reconnecting back with that and building on that and projecting the vibe of that out to the universe, getting back to basics and what is driving you and connecting with that, because that love and that passion will beam out into the universe, and that's when the magic happens.
Yeah.
But when we get caught up in the, oh my God, the phone's not ringing, am I doing the right thing, I should get an office job or a real job, or you know, that's when we're one, as you know, Sam, that takes you out of alignment faster than anything. You can't manifest from that place.
Right.
But going back to the heart center of the reason why you're driven to do that thing in the first place, and you beam it out, you project it out from the heart center, that's when the magic can happen. That's the energy the universe can work with.
Right.
And it brings you back to basics too and gets you out of your mind and the ego and back into your soul.
Right. Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. I take it, because you've been so hip deep in all this stuff, that you've probably had a lot of readings from other practitioners, other things, astrologers and other stuff. I'm curious, over the years, have you seen a tremendous alignment between numerology and other things that are kind of math-based, like astrology and like sometimes these more metaphysical stuff?
What a great question. You are a legend. I love these questions. Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, sacred geometry.
Right.
Sacred geometry is something I'm just starting to learn a bit about.
Ah.
that, as we all know, you know, everything in the universe has an energy vibration.
Right.
So you've got colors, they have a vibration, and colors are actually used in the oracle card deck of the numerology guidance cards as well. But colors, numbers, sacred geometry or geometrical shapes create a frequency
platonic
shift.
Solids,
And astrology as well. Like, even though astrology and numerology are two completely different systems, one is based on the planets and the stars, the other is based on the energy of numbers and, of course, letters, because each letter of the alphabet has a number it corresponds to. So that's where our name comes into it. Even though they're two completely different systems based on two different things, they will still mirror the same blueprint. Yeah, so like I've obviously astrology isn't my area of expertise, but I have clients who may come and have a numerology reading after having had an astrology or vice versa and say, this is crazy. Like it mirrors the exact same thing that my numbers do, my chart, astrology, the planets. And it's amazing. Like there is a system going on out there. Yes, there's free will in between and allowance for our own awareness and growth and our decisions we'll make. But there's patterns out there.
Yes.
And it's magical.
Yes, it is.
And when you know that, when you have an understanding of what these patterns are, it's like a little stepping stone to navigate your way through life more effectively.
Right.
The way I think of numerology and, of course, astrology and anything else that helps people, but numerology as such, especially because that's my area of expertise, is that here's this tool, the self-help tool at your fingertips that a lot of people still don't really know enough about.
Yes.
Even those that have heard about it, like I was 21 years ago, are thinking, oh, that sounds like a load of rubbish, okay? Or even ones that are open to it don't think it's a load of rubbish, but they still think it's just one number.
Right.
Oh, I'm a 7 and I'm an 8, but there's 7 numbers. You know, it's this map, and it will help you to understand yourself and understand the world in which you're living in and what your potential is. And I mean, who wouldn't want or need that information, especially if they're on the journey of self-development or personal growth?
Right, exactly. And it's, you know, why not use as many tools as we possibly can? Why not, you know, make it easy on ourselves? You know, we don't have to make it always so tough.
No, and go through it blindly.
Right, exactly. Now, I understand that you said in the beginning, it's like what you always ask someone the name on their birth certificate and then the name that they use today.
Yes.
Because that can often be a little bit different. I mean, sometimes very different, but a little bit different. Like as an example, on my birth certificate, my first name is Samuel.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty much Sam. You know, everyone calls me Sam. That's what I use. So what's the difference between calling myself Sam versus Samuel, numerologically?
Well, there'll be different. Well, there's, as you know, in Samuel, there's three more additional letters in there.
Right.
Three more numbers.
Right.
And so Sam will have one vibration, and Samuel will have another vibration. But how it works in terms of the birth certificate name in comparison with the name we use today, the birth certificate name, regardless of whether we use it today or not, regardless of whether we were adopted and only had baby Jones on there for one day, or even if there was a so-called mistake on the birth certificate, doesn't matter. No accidents or mistakes as far as the universe is concerned. That original birth certificate name, regardless of whether we use it and how long we had it for, sets the original blueprint. It gives us our destiny that cannot be changed or wiped out when we bring in a new name. It's always there. But when we use a different name or number or vibration with a new name, that new name number is added into the existing mix of numbers or energies, and it doesn't change the destination, but it changes the path or the road that we take towards that destination.
Okay, interesting.
So it's really interesting information to know.
Right, right. So you're not necessarily losing or gaining anything. It's just, well, instead of, you know, going off to the left and taking that turn, you're going off to the right and taking a different turn.
The destiny number is always the same, which is from the original birth certificate name. But with a new name, you're inheriting a new number.
Right.
Okay, so that will bring new life experiences, new personality traits, and new potentials and new challenges. That's why it's interesting to know what you're inheriting sometimes before you just jump in and, for example, take a married name.
Right.
Or whatever. You know, or I'm thinking of changing my name left, right, and center, you know, Nelly, you know, just without thought.
Have you ever in a reading, like just based on the numbers, when someone like asked you, maybe like, I'm thinking of changing my name or dropping your name. And like tell them, no, do it, or yeah, go ahead, that's a good idea?
All the time. I took a booking this morning with a lady in Canada that's having that done when I get back home. And it's pretty good, especially if you're choosing a business name, if you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, because you want a good vibration for that.
Right.
You know, or a book title, or a website name, or a band name, or the name of a song, you know.
Oh my God, I have like so many sessions I need to book with you. Wonderful. Okay. Time for us to take, believe it or not, our last commercial break of the hour. And so when we come back, we'll get some final thoughts from Michelle Buchanan, our numerology expert for this hour. And we'll let you all know how you can find out more about her and book a session with her. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we will be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Bonjour, this is Dominique Decoq.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zuboff.
Bonjour, c'est Asenia Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French, New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is a common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds, or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French, New York City every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I just had to throw a little Rufus in today. I just felt like it.
And there were numbers and like that, those lyrics also. Did you notice that?
Oh, the fourth, the fifth.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go.
Yes, also very musical. So one thing I want to be clear about, Michelle, with our audience, because, you know, sometimes I talk about this stuff with people and they're like, oh, I don't believe in that. Numbers can't, you know, predict your future or whatever. And it's not really about predicting future, is it? I mean, numerology is not about fate. It's not about, like, this is the way things are going to be and that's it. It's really more something to kind of give you some clues to help you along the path.
Yeah, but it can do that, but just not in depth, okay? So it will tell us what we're destined to do and be. It will give us our life purpose. It's the forecasting numbers. There are two sides to numerology. There is the what I call the seven core numbers. Those are the numbers that are all about you as a person, who you are, why you're here, what your destiny and life purpose are, personality traits, strengths, challenges, life lessons, for example.
Okay.
Then you've got the forecasting side, or the forecasting side and timing of numbers. So these are the numbers that relate to a period of time. As opposed to a human being and its journey here. So on the forecasting side, we have various cycles. We have, you know, the major life cycles of life, where our life is divided in three big chunks of time.
Oh, really?
And there's a grand theme for that, and they could be like 30-year-old long periods. A personal year number that tells us what the energy or the environment is around us for a given period of time. And those cycles are the combination of various cycles coming together that obviously only a trained numerologist could interpret. Will give us a lot of information as opposed to sort of the direction our life is going, what's happening for us at that present time. Gotcha. But it's a potential. And so that's the difference. It can, you know, predict the future if you want to use that saying, but the combination of the possibilities and cycles combined with the person's intention and you know, free will.
Right.
And that, so it's not so specific that it can say on July 5th, you're going to be offered a new job. It may say on July 5th, this is an energy, you've got it, you're in an energy, a cycle where it's highly likely you could change jobs, be offered a job, have things you're working on with your job. Like, so
a new project could come up.
A new project could come up. You could get unexpected abundance or money from somewhere. Or on the other hand, it could be you could lose a job. I mean, I don't go into that very often, but, you know, it could be that as well, depending on the combination of numbers.
All right. So it sounds like our resident astrologer, Montgomery Taylor, who does a show here on Mondays, likes to say of astrology that it may forecast like the weather, but it doesn't predict anything. And the difference between a forecast and a prediction is a forecast is it's going to rain tomorrow, but a prediction is you're going to get wet. And nobody can really predict who's going to get wet or not get wet, but we can, using some of these tools, sort of forecast what the weather is going to be like for the next day or the next week.
Oh, my God, I love that. I'm going to start using that. Can I get his number and ask him and ring him up and ask if it's okay if I borrow that? Because that's great.
Just ask Janice. She sees him all the time.
That's a great way of explaining it. I love that.
Yeah. So have you, like, done your own numerological chart extensively, and has it, like, really helped you with making certain decisions or pursuing certain things or not pursuing certain things at certain times?
Yeah, definitely. And you're right about not pursuing certain things. Yeah, you know, you're like, this is not the time to be jumping ahead. This is the time to be, you know, setting things in stone, going within. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I know it like the back of my hand and I'm fully aware of it, but I don't obsess about it.
Oh, good.
Like, I don't know what personal day I'm in. You know how we did that little exercise before about what day it was?
Right.
That was by totaling the date in general. It's called like the world number or the world day number.
Right.
That's when you base a numerology calculation based on the world day number.
Right.
That affects everyone in the world in some way. But what's more accurate about a day number or a month number or a year number is our own personal day, month, or year number, because the world number is telling us what's for the world, but for your own self. So, for example, do you want me to give the listeners a number that they can calculate for themselves? I'll give them a little forecast. So what you would do is you would take the day and month of your birth date, okay, and you would add that to 2014.
So for me, that would be 3 plus 2014, so 10, so 1, right?
Okay, so what's your birth date?
2/19.
Okay, so that's February 19th.
Mm-hmm.
We do the date round the other way in New Zealand, you see, so I always have to think on my toes when I'm doing American readings, because you're the same as me, 7, 8, 9, oh no, you're a 1. You're in a 1 year this year, 7, 8, 9, 10, like you said, a 1 year. So if everyone has already, you know, added their day and month of their birth date to the number 2014, then add those two double numbers together. If you end up with a double digit number, add them together to get a single digit between 1 and 9.
Right.
And each of those 9 numbers has a theme of its own, and I'll run through what they are.
Okay, so since I'm a 1, let's start with 1.
Number 1 is known as being the year of new beginnings.
Ah,
okay, and new opportunities. But some numerologists, and each have different theories. There are two theories out there as to when the personal year number begins. Mm-hmm. Some believe it's January the 1st and it runs to December 31st to coincide with the calendar year cycle.
Right.
Others go, no, it's birthday to birthday. Yeah, and all through my book I explain all the different conflicting theories,
right.
And I give the calculations for both, and
I
say it's got to be with what resonates with you, as opposed to this is what I say you should do.
Right.
I say these are all the theories that exist with all these conflicting theories.
Yeah.
You work out what's best for you and go with that. And so one, year of new beginnings, okay, and opportunities. It's a great time, and that could have begun on January the 1st, or lucky for you, your birthday's in February anyway.
Right. So it's
not
pretty
really
close.
Yeah. It is close. A 2-year, which is what you'll be going into next year,
mm-hmm.
is a year where it's, you know, intuition and emotion. Intuition can go through the roof. So if you're, you know, thinking of trying to reach higher levels of awareness, or you're trying to, and especially with the kind of work you do with the people, and any kind of sort of counseling or healing or any of that thing can really do well. Also, it's a year where the universe will give you the opportunity to explore your emotions at a deeper level.
Wonderful. So unfortunately, I would love to go through all 10 numbers, but we're running out of time.
Oh,
so I just want to give you an opportunity just to let people know if they're interested. How can people find you if they'd love to get in touch with you?
If you want to know about the other numbers, or you want to get in touch with me, I'm doing a numerology workshop. Like I said, I'm just in New York just this one time. My numerology workshop is at Quest Bookshop on Saturday. Sunday the 26th of October, and that's East 53rd Street, Quest Bookshop.
240 East 53rd.
Yeah. Oh, you know. Great.
Yes, we know it real well. What time is it?
It's from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's 4 hours.
To 5 p.m. Wonderful. And if people want to learn more about you, your website maybe?
Yeah, it's www.michellebuchanan.co.nz.
And you better spell Buchanan for our
dear
listeners.
BUCHANAN.co.nz. And I do it. And they can sign up for free to receive a free monthly forecast of their numbers each month, a recording
free.
Yeah, I just love doing that. So
wonderful.
That's something for the people to have.
Excellent, excellent. So I highly advise you to do that. So go to Michelle, which is M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Buchanan.
B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N.
NAN.co.nz. Wonderful, Michelle. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been a pleasure having you.
And thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Great.
Thank you so much.
And hopefully you'll drop by next time you're in town as
well. Oh, you'll have to stop me.
Yeah. All right. All right, everybody. Well, thank you for tuning in. Please stay tuned. Coming up next to one of our brand new shows, The 21st Century Entrepreneur with JC Maldonado, talking about all kinds of amazing business tips for entrepreneurs and business people in this modern world, and what you need to keep things going. So thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.